Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and
cheer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the biggest podcast in Africa. Yes, facts. Check the numbers. We're number one in Botswana. Yes. Namibia. Yes. Tanzania. Yes.
Kenya.
Namibia. Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Mozambique.
Yes.
Yes.
Nigeria. Hey, I'm not sure about Nigeria.
Hey.
Nigeria, I don't know. I'm not sure. Might be number 10. Anyway, Sol Penduka is here. Ghost Lady is here. Fact Check is here. Aya is here. Melican is here. Make some motherfucking noise. This episode is brought to you by Bybit. For those of you that want to try trading crypto, Bybit is empowering all the chillers with a free $50 starter pack. Did you hear that, Ghost Lady?
Okay.
A free $50 starter pack to trade on the platform. To claim the $50 and trade, just click in the description below. Also, later on, we're going to be chatting to some females, since it is Women's Month.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That are changing the world,
yes.
Doing big things.
Nice. Beautiful. One.
We're going to be chatting to Dr. Nandipa Magudumana. She's the founder of Optimum Medical Aesthetic Solutions. And also Marcia Notolo Mayaba. She was the first female in SA motor industry to head a motor group listed in the JSE when she was appointed as the chief executive of Barlow World Motor Retail.
Jeez, that's massive.
Bro. Whoa. Yeah? For a change, you're going to be talking to women that make a difference, huh?
Yes.
I like these slay queens, you know?
Hey, they make a difference in life. Hey,
what are they fond of?
Yeah.
Fond of what?
Fond of niggas with money. They can find those.
Hey, dude, what is this whole thing? Do you know where the danger is? What is
it's
that?
It's a viral video.
It's a video.
So yeah, I think these girls are just talking, right?
Yes, it's just a random video of the girls.
Yeah, and she's
trying to like explain the danger, you know.
And she never gets to explain what the danger is. Yeah. So it went viral. Yes, Aya.
So how do you use where the danger is? How do you use it in a conversation?
Oh, that's random.
It's just becomes random.
I think that's
just
random.
And it's now danger, as in a D-E-N-J-A. Danger. Do you know where the danger is?
Do you know where the danger is?
Yes, the danger.
Oh, so you just throw it in there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like
the
just
danger.
Random.
Oh,
it doesn't need to make sense.
Mm. I heard there's a new one. Where's Kakela?
Hey, Bo.
Where's Kakela?
You don't know
that
one.
Where did that come from?
No,
there's another one. Let me play it for you.
Where's Kakela?
It was Kakela. Where was Kakela?
What does that mean now? What do you use that in context? Where's Kakela?
That's deep.
Let me find it, man.
Hey, it was Kakela.
I love it when these things go viral, it's man. They're so cockle. Funny, bro. And it all comes from TikTok, ne?
Yeah.
TikTok's the place, man. But I'm too old
you know
for
that. You know what I'm enjoying on TikTok? I've just tried. Listening to TikTok, the old audios from Wicked. Hi, they're hilarious.
Oh, Wicked Simpson.
Yeah.
For real, he's got a thing now.
Yeah. No, there's just TikTok. Like,
oh, there's a... wow, for real.
And Mnaga loves TikTok. Yo, he's TikTok
are you
fan.
Serious?
Yeah, actually, yeah, funny enough, he's the one that sends that to me.
Only, I want my phone. If you just bring my phone, you will never see me talk to you again. I want my phone only. Please.
So the Jollof gang guy wants his phone, and then the girl responds. We ask, Kakela.
Wow.
Stupid with guns of thunder when born among pundits. I was a malone of circus, stupid. Sapa euphoniums.
Wait, that's
don't forget that we are the Kakela because we are Kakela. So, Pila, good job. It's not a person you like, you have a life, Your life is finished now because you have a lot of sugar.
Sugar?
Yo, put your sugar. Yo. You have a lot of
sugar. In your boat. And you're not a person, you have a girlfriend in your life because your life is gone. Don't have a girlfriend. Even lot of girlfriend, he's playing you. Lot of a girlfriend playing you and give money and give you everything you want, but don't give you a pussy. You see that?
A pussy.
No, I have a boyfriend. Lot of boyfriend, but not quare boyfriend. You have a sugar. Every time, if you forget to do a injection, you go to die, boot.
What injection?
Sugar diabetes.
Jeez. So Club Sexy gets an injection. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And you love, don't forget, you are a guy off medication all the time. You see that? How? And you are the guy who is missing for you. Have a kaka, ukaka, ukaka, at a work time. You smelling with a kaka, because you're an old man, very, very old man. By the time you have drunk, we are kakela, shell. You know?
So this nigga, when he gets drunk, was kaka.
Damn, on this store, this nigga's got many problems. He's not getting a pussy. It's like they're packaging it. This pussy. It's like they package it, wrap it, put it in a nice bubble wrap. Here's a pussy.
You made it sound so neat.
Yeah,
a pussy. A pussy.
You're not getting it. Wait, so this nigga, he's got sugar diabetes,
yes.
Number one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He has to take injections before having sex.
Yes.
Number two.
I think probably daily. I think, isn't it daily?
Yeah, sugar diabetes.
Yeah,
yes.
Jesus. And then,
when he gets drunk,
he should kakela.
I don't think he should be even drinking.
When
you're at that stage with sugar diabetes, you shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I was kakela.
Yeah, that could be that.
I don't know. Like I said, you know, I know. Like I've heard of the sugar, the penis. I didn't know there's the element of who's kakela.
No,
or it's just with him, like.
Yeah,
I mean, well, that's where the danger is.
Yes, that's where. You see, yeah, danger comes in there. The danger. The danger.
Oh, that girl is wild, man. We are skakel.
We are skakel. It has been a tosser girl also.
Yeah.
We are skakel. It's like she's been talking about random shit, you know? Like, oh, yeah, you forgot to send money yesterday. Oh, by the way, you are skakel. Like, how's the kids? We are skakel. We are skakel.
Anyway, hey, what's going on with Monewa, bro? Anyone following that story?
Oh, Monewa, there was a live that she did.
Yes.
And that's where she just confessed about her ex and all the trauma that she's been through.
Mm.
Like, it's been bad, Shem.
Fam, she's been through a lot.
You're friends with her, so.
Hey?
You're friends with her, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it, like, something like that, you know what I mean? But I didn't talk to her about it personally because, I mean, her phone was probably getting blown up yesterday because she went on a live and was telling the story of how the ex, what's his name? She said the name. It's Piwe Mapanga.
Piwe yes. Mapanga.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Piwe is.
Yes. Like, she had bought a car or she had bought her a car, but the car was in her name. And then he took the other car, the Beamer, bought the Range Rover for her. She was paying two cars. And they were dating. She didn't know where he was living.
Yeah.
And he was just like abusing her. Like the life ended with her literally telling a story how she was hit by him and she was in the boot.
At
some point.
Yeah.
Like financially abusing her.
Physically, everything.
Let's call him,
she's
man.
Been through a lot.
Who's this nigga? Do you know this nigga?
I don't know him, bro.
Jeez.
I don't know him, man. But apparently he's married now to some MEC, right?
Yeah.
Tasmin someone, like some MEC. Apparently he's buying Maybachs now. When I Googled him, I saw a 702 article interview about him being the youngest nigga to buy a Ferrari in South Africa. This was like in 2017
but
or whatever.
But isn't he also like a swindler of some... There's just allegations around.
That Looping Ais apparently at some point he was complaining. Mm. Who said this about him and some president that was donating for some project to be built, and he made off with the money. Yep. These are allegations that I saw, right? And then there's Thabo Mbeki.
Hello?
Naisa's header.
Yes.
Hey, Monet, how are you, love?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, man. Welcome. You're live on the podcast. Solly's here. Ghost Lady's here.
Sweet, sweet
child. Thank you
so much,
guys. Hi, Manewa. Hey, sweet child.
So everybody wants to ask you, man, what's going on, Manewa? Jesus, sounds horrific.
Yo.
Yeah.
What?
What's been going on, man?
Well, where do I begin?
Jeez.
A lot, guys.
Beginning with the live, we saw the live, you know, and you had so much to cough out. As far as your ex is involved, how emotionally, financially?
Financially, I'm doing, I'd say, okay. I'm better than I was, but it's an awkward time. It's an awkward time. You know, I've obviously held on to this for the longest time, and a lot of people are giving, you know, mixed responses about it. I mean, the vast majority is very supportive, which I'm very grateful for. But, you know, at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, it's bittersweet for me because I just hate that it had to come to this. I just hate that, you know, people are basically in my business now. Well, you know, that was the whole point of it, but like...
Yeah.
I just hate that it had to come to this, you know?
What happened with the boot? The boot story, what happened there?
Yeah, because I think that's when you went off, the live, that he had hit you and you found yourself in a boot or something.
What happened with the what? Sorry, I can't hear you.
The incident in the boot.
Yeah, when you went off yesterday, when you finished, ended your live, it was because you got overwhelmed by emotions. You were telling a story about when he had just hit you, and I think you said you were in the boot of a car, or his car, or your car that he was driving or something.
Yeah, he still has my car. He still hasn't returned it. The last agreement him and I had was that he was going to locate it, and then that turned into he was going to get a new car. I've got evidence of that as well, and obviously it was another one of his many lies because he never intended on replacing my car. So God knows, only God knows what he did with it. I don't know.
I got one question, man. Where's Kakel?
Well, he's shitting himself wherever he is now. Tell me, has he said anything to you after you've gone public?
No, he sent me a message yesterday, and but he had deleted it before I had opened it. So I don't know what he said.
Who is this guy? What is he famous for?
Yeah.
I don't think he's famous for anything, really. I know he's dating a politician.
Yeah, an MEC.
And beyond that, I really don't know much else. Because a great deal of the stuff I learned about him was basically lies.
And is he some type of a swindler or something?
Pardon?
Is he some type of a swindler?
Well, yes, it looks that way. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, ever since I've received a lot of DMs from people talking about him and their experiences with him and how he swindled them out of a car. There was a lady who talked about how, you know, he swindled her and her husband out of a Ford Wrangler.
Out of
so lots of things. Jeez, lots of things.
Hectic. This needs a whole
episode. Yeah, and bro. Also there's a you mentioned there's a president that he swindled as well.
Yeah. I don't want to say the name of the president, but
yeah, King Wanamo Africa.
I don't want to say the name of the president, but yes, there was a president. He was working on a foundation. With the president, he was working on a president's foundation, and he swindled the foundation out of close to, I think, a million.
Fuck this
Jesus
nigga,
Christ, the foundation,
nigga.
I mean, a foundation does charitable work.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he swindled the whole.
At some point, he had the Hawks after him. It's a mess.
He's got the Hawks after. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, at some point he did. I remember Lupi had posted him in 2020. Looping Lay is a very good friend of mine.
You mentioned that.
He had worked with him on the foundation. And
wait.
Him
Because I was on Looping Naisa's thingy Twitter, and his header, he's sitting with Thabo Mbeki. It's a picture of Lupi and Thabo Mbeki. So,
yeah.
If you got half a brain, you can actually do the maths of the president, then who allegedly the guy swindled.
Nah, got you, man. But you know, enough about that, man. It's Women's Month. Moneo, what are you doing? What are you busy with, baby girl?
Hey?
What are you busy with?
Right now I'm in studio.
Nice.
I'm currently working on a couple of tracks. I'm doing some features with some DJs. And I'm also planning a bunch of shows. I'm doing a bunch of shows all over the city, and we'll start with Joburg, and then we move on to Durban and then Cape Town. So I'm just, you know, slowly trying to get a lot of netball. So we'll call it nipples.
Yeah. I know you love playing with nipples.
And I'm just slowly trying to rebuild my life and just, you know, focusing on my career.
All the best, man. You did one of my favorite songs ever with DaCapo.
Pretty Disaster. DaCapo and I. Oh, my niece says hi.
Hey, hi, Niecy.
Hey, niece.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
So, I actually need to get back into studio with DaCapo.
Which DJs are you working with now?
I'm working with Dogzin. I'm trying to get into studio with DaCapo this morning.
Sol Penduga. Sol Penduga.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, you need to hit me up about that.
I will.
We need to make magic, sir.
We will.
All right, Moneo, all the best, man. I'm so sorry you had to go through that, but I mean, like, so many women, it's not just you, man, that go through this daily, which is it's a criminal.
It's a long story, guys. Maybe someday, like, you know, come in and explain it to you guys on Soul, but it's like, it's a long, complicated, crazy story, but, you know, at least I know now that my pain wasn't in vain.
Yeah, I know you're always invited. You can come through anytime, love.
Yeah, anytime, man. And please don't change, because like when you told your story, it just told us that you're such an amazing lover who gives it all in a relationship. And you just gave it to the wrong guy, took advantage of it. But when you said, I mean, the way you'd make him a meal and, you know, all he has to do is warm it up. Shit. Some niggas dream of just, you know, being taken care of like that. And you're an amazing lover. Don't change for shit.
And don't give up on love.
And don't give up on love.
It's been awkward. It's been awkward when it comes to that, the conversation of love. Because honestly speaking, I feel like there's a lot of things that I'm still pretty testy about. That, you know, I came out of, you know, with that I left within that relationship. And so... It's been testy, but I'm trying. I really am trying.
Yeah, take your time.
Shout out to you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Moneo.
Moneo!
Kezo.
Yo, man.
Yo, I always have trauma when I hear Moneo's name, man. Hey.
What? Why?
Because my ex, when she was cheating, she was with Moneo.
When your ex was cheating, she was cheating... On you with Moneo. What?
No,
she was with Moneo.
She was out with Moneo.
Oh, so she was friends with Moneo.
Yeah. And then one Lelung fast.
But it's got nothing to do with
Moneo. Yes, it has nothing to do with Moneo.
My affair,
it's your ex. Your ex.
The source of affair. The source of affair is in your woman. It's something with the friend she's chilling with. It's something innate within her. Don't blame poor. I mean, Moneo was out making sandwiches for a man taking care of the nigga.
Yeah, no, bro. And how I found it is wild, because I was at home. I just finished doing my radio show, so I went home. Yeah. And then I called my then ex. I'm like, yo, where you at? She's like, nah, I'm just chilling with friends, whatever. I'm like, oh, cool, have fun. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Sharp. And then we kicked it for like a few months. And then I was having a bribe at my place. And then one of her friends wanted me. I want.
Okay.
So me being the good guy that I am, I go to my girl. I'm like, hey, your friend wants me. Ah, Zakala. Zakala, that girl got mad. The one who wanted me, the friend.
Oh, cause the friend knows that she's giving away a pussy, your woman, right? So she's thinking she can get a dick from you.
A pussy.
Yeah, she's giving away a pussy.
So now they started fighting amongst us, right? And then that's how it came out. Like, hey, you Mac, you don't even know. What's here?
Shit.
And then that's how it came out.
Oh, fuck. Hey. The host of the pride, it turned out to be the roast of Meg. Shit, for real, though.
Yeah.
And then your friends, because now you're there with your homies, they hearing this.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. Everybody wants the hello, dog. Come on, no?
Not everybody. We're now a jello right now.
Oh, just so you
wait,
know.
Wait, we're jello right now.
Yeah.
So you're the only one.
Everybody uge wadlelo.
Okay.
Yeah, not everybody.
Okay. Uge waka yes.
Everybody uge wadlelo. Now uge wadlelo. And khona abanye benu nisadlelo.
Podcast and go home now.
This is couple. Oh, look around that room. Look around. Look to your left. Who's Makelana? Good to Yakelana. Oh, Yakelo. You know, in church, they used to say, Bulusuma Kelano, I could to Sauborn or Marcus. Muzum Dako to baby Yakelana. Yakelo, Yakelo, ye. When you care so fan, Wakelakona. They suffer Kelwood. Wakelakona. I'm telling you, Mundo, I could to hey, baby. Bulus of a lady.
Hey, look at us. That's where the danger is.
Yeah, look to the couch. That's where the danger is. That was kakela. When your person admits, good, yeah, no. Baby, go again. That was kakela. It's not nice finding out. It's not nice finding out you've been cheated on.
It's not, dog. It's the pits.
I'm going to drop this podcast now. Yeah? Like, say, good. It's bad now.
We lost them. Let's
They are gone. And the podcast is at Tina.
The podcast is set.
So, can nobody leave you your calm?
It just turned real awkward in many households.
Okay. But don't pause.
Dude, someone told me this the other day. They told me, like, the reason why the Jollof gang doesn't respect South African women's.
Jollof gang Nigerians, yeah.
Yeah, it's because in Nigeria, like, it's hard to sleep with women. They only give it up, like, after marriage. So the only time they have sex with women, it's prostitutes. So that's why when they come here, and it's a free-for-all, there's pussy left, right, and center, big nyash everywhere.
There's a pussy there being offered everywhere.
Yeah.
And the big nyash also.
Yeah, and they offer them money, so they think they're prostitutes. And that's why they don't respect South African women.
Oh, that's why.
Because
hey?
So it's all of them?
No, 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 majority, yeah. Majority. Let's not box
it's majority,
people,
yeah. Because,
yeah,
I mean, a lot of the Nigerians, I was going to say a lot of them are married to South African
exactly.
women.
Exactly, that's right. But I know a lot of South African women who are married to Nigerians.
Also, but I know some South African women who got married not knowing that niggas married back home. And back home, a lot of them are traditionally married.
But if you go to the clubs, like, you see how they treat the woman.
Nah.
I'm talking about the niggas that, like, go in the streets and the clubs
yeah.
and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Yahoo boys.
Oh, is that what they're called?
The yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of them are called Yahoo boys. Mm. Abu Hush Puppy.
Yes. Yeah.
You remember Hush Puppy? The rich nigga was scamming people.
Yeah.
Like the super rich scammer.
Yeah.
Successful. Got
the 419s.
Yeah, yeah. They're called the Yahoo boys. Because yes. all like have is Yahoo email addresses and scam people.
Yeah, because I've chilled with a couple of them. What's the African women? Ah, they treat them like shit, bro.
Are you for real?
Yeah, they treat them like shit. So it makes sense.
But they give them money. I think
yeah,
that's
yeah, so they think they're prostitutes. Kantin essays. That's our thing.
Yeah, and I say it's our thing. Siapana, you know. Siapana, like, you know what I mean? But me.
A penny pussy.
Bamba. Here's a pussy, you know? And they want a money. It's fine, you know what I mean? But you're right, though. Mm. It makes sense now. It makes sense now because you can imagine the reality shock of living in a country whereby, you know, there's no. You meet a girl first day, you know, already yeah. she's got like a rent problems. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then now in South Africa, it's like that, you know? Let's be honest. You meet a girl, stinini, a month then, making a rent. You're like, how? That's because we smashed, you know?
Mm.
Now, you know what I mean? To them, then it becomes that. Us, it's so normal to us, right? It's like, it's so normal. Things are almost transactional.
Mm.
So, hey, they made their bed, man. They must lay in it.
So why do you think South African ladies are so easy then? Because it sounds like Nigerian women aren't that easy.
I don't know, bro.
Hey, what do you think as a lady?
South African ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We have two here. Yeah?
You know what? I would say...
She said, hello.
It's more like... I think that statement would have been, let's say, a couple of years ago. I think now it's become just the freedom.
Okay.
So if Nigerian men, if Nigerian or women were more harder to get back in Nigeria, I think now it has changed. People are just more liberated. Because I think before it was that thing of just only believing in marriage. You see how, even in South Africa as well, it was just about getting married. That's when you're going to, you know, be with your, find a husband. That's what's sold to all women. But I think with the time that we are now, even in Nigeria, it's
Fat
not
checker,
like
were
that.
You loose before you got married? Were you loose? Hey, Fat checker. Were you loose?
I really believe in
Yeah.
Oh, I really believe in marriage. I strongly believe in having a partner that you can really make up with.
So you weren't loose before? You only had sex with your husband?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying I believe in marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe in marriage.
I'm asking, were you loose before your marriage?
Well, I'm she was never loose.
No.
You won't?
No.
Okay. But why do you think South African girls are loose?
It's liberation. I think they're just not liberated. Loose.
Right. Yeah.
They're not loose. They're just liberated.
Oh, it's liberation.
It's liberated.
Yeah, they're
it's
using their loose. Own... power to decide whether they want to be sexually active or not. It's up to them.
And I can't explain it though, but dude, the realities, man, the backgrounds are so different. Like with a lot of Nigerians that I've spoken to, number one, a lot of them get shocked, right, by like how many single parent households there are in SA.
Oh, for real?
Yes. Yeah, like how many of us are raised by our moms.
Yeah.
There it's almost not even like a normal thing. You know what I mean? It's not normal. Here, it's like normalized. So there's so many, they're very traditional there. People get married and they get married very young and they don't have a huge GBV problem.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And all these things. So I think all these things also
play. Is that
play.
A fact?
Because the family
unit. When I speak to them, I speak to them, they're like, yo, bro, we don't hit our women that like that. We don't hit our women like that. And in those countries, like when you commit a crime and you just get, you get, killed, executed in a day or two. Mm. You know what I mean? Like this.
Like Botswana as well. Yeah.
Like Botswana also. There's so many like cultural differences, and I think those also play a role. You know, the kind of homes we come from, the normal family structure that you know is normalized, etc. It plays a role. I think I can't pinpoint to say this is why some SA women are like this or some SA niggas are like this. Because on the other side of the coin, we've got SA niggas that have huge problems. You know, there's a rape issue. There's a GBV issue as well, you know what I mean? Which is almost not equivalent, but it's almost also a that's our issue that we deal with, you know, problem. They've got their problems as women. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Speaking about women, man, I was watching the ATI interview. By the way, if you're a chiller and you're watching this, you haven't seen the ATI interview when we're out in Botswana, make sure you do yourself a favor.
How
check
you,
that
how
out.
Did you guys cope throughout that interview?
It was like being in a weird place. It was
like,
really
I was like, how are you guys?
We're in a sunken
you
place.
You are acting like this is normal. I'm like, this doesn't look normal.
It was not normal.
What did you think when you saw it?
Because I was literally, I'm like, how are you guys coping through this?
Yeah.
It was literally, guys. It was weird.
Bro, when I watched it back, here's what I think happened. Correct me if I'm wrong. That guy, in the interview, I wasn't hearing him. I thought he was crazy. Yeah. Then when I watched back, I'm like, oh, shit, I get what he's saying.
But I said it in the interview.
You said it in the interview.
I said, you actually make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's just he's got a very vivid, colorful way of saying things.
Yeah.
He'll make an example you're not thinking of.
Yeah.
But I could tell all the points was driving home.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So if you watch the interview, from the beginning, it was making sense. And then he poured grandeur. He took a left.
It
went left. After that, best kakel.
Hey. Uskakel. Hey, that guy over
there. The grandeur fucked it up. Before grandeur was making sense, there was something that he was saying which I really agree with. He was like, I'm not in love with gender, whatever. It's all about energies, right? Because you find that there are some females that have masculine energy. And then there are some men that have more female energy. And I get that because most women have masculine energy. They're very controlling. Like they bully us, bro.
Hey, man.
Yeah, for real. Don't say how you bully him, naga.
You're a bully.
You're a bully.
You bully us. Ghost Lady, you're a bully.
Yeah. Most females in a relationship are controlling, dog.
Females generally. Yeah.
That's the masculine
And
energy.
Even if when they aren't, they passively are. Like,
yeah.
They won't be in your face. Yeah. Like, I'm taking control now. Yeah. Like, they really are.
I went to go pick up Ghost Lady right now, and I bought some rabbit. So I'm there eating my rabbit, minding my own business. Rabbit food.
No. You bought?
He puts food, and then the meat was rabbit.
Oh, inyama, yes. Inyama, no kwacha.
Inyama, yes.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, no kwacha, it's a rabbit. Yeah.
So no kwacha.
So we're about to leave, and the ghost lady calls Mnaga. She's like, Mnaga, come and see this. He bought rabbit food. No, please, no. Hey, do you want to? Come and see this. Now.
And then Mnaga had to come see the food.
Yeah, and he came, and he saw the rabbit, and he went back inside.
And he had some rabbit.
That's bullying.
So your whole man had to come now. And he's probably scrolling his TikTok. Like, hey, you know, hey. Oh, no, sorry. Oh, God, I foster. Now he has to come and view him eating
a rabbit.
No, no, a rabbit.
Because I was fascinated and I knew he'd like to see the meat. Like, he loves wild meat.
Yeah. He didn't even ask, hey, do you want, are you busy? What are you doing? No, like, come now.
Yo, Mgami, like, hey, what's up? But that's bullying, though.
It's not bullying. Whoever he is, he's thinking of rabbit meat.
Yeah.
Man, where do you get rabbit meat?
By Centurion there.
There's a place.
Guys on the side
there's
of the
a
road.
Place, yeah.
Yeah.
On the side of the road.
Yeah, you know those guys that cook on the side of the road?
Like, do they catch it on the side of the road?
Yeah, is it roadkill?
Okay. No.
No, that's literal. No, no, that's literal roadkill. That's the meaning of roadkill. For the first time in history, we just made history. For the first time in history, the term roadkill was used in its proper context on the podcast. How do you love it? Sorry to disappoint you, John Steenhuisen. Yeah, what if it was a roadkill somewhere?
No, you know, like, the guy said cook on the side of the road, like at the taxi ranks.
Yeah,
the taxi rank. You know those mamas and...
Yeah?
But these are vendor guys, yeah.
So, do you see that unokwacha and then, oh, you just trust unokwacha?
Ah, my man, it's not that deep.
You know rabbit meat.
No, it's not that deep. They ask you what meat you want. They've got hard body, namaya trogo, and today they've got fish. Today I tried out rabbit meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
There by R55.
Yeah.
Yes. Nzoki mfene one day. That's making Nzoki's easy for you. Hey, man. Thing is, I know chicken. I grew up with chicken. So I can buy chicken in Stratini, right?
It tastes like chicken, funny
but
enough.
I'd be very wary to buy something that is not a meat that I'm used to.
I've got it in the car. Hey, Tibla, get it in the car for me so I can show him the rabbit meat.
Yeah.
It's in the front seat, ne?
But it's tender. It's
yeah, it tastes like chicken.
It's very tender.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be like monkey or something.
But it looks like chicken.
Oh, for real?
I could give it to you and you just think it's chicken. And you said it tastes like chicken, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then back to ATI, there's another quote. There's so many quotes there that landed with me.
Yeah, ATI, bro, like, he's...
He's like, people who are making money are rich from inside.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh. That makes sense, ooh. Yes.
I was like, pause!
Oh. That makes sense.
So once you find yourself, find your center, you have rich from inside, and then it perpetuates and comes out into the light.
It's like money finds a home.
Yes.
Within you. Because you found peace.
And that's why a lot of people aren't rich, because they're not rich inside.
Oh. That's why then people do things like... Yeah,
there's the rabbit meat.
They can't play it like a McChee. I'm a tambour. But at least we put it on the side, at least.
It tastes like chicken, bro.
Hey, none. The taste of chicken.
Yeah, it tastes like chicken.
Then you tell me that's peanuts.
No, it tastes like chicken. It actually, whoa.
Yeah.
Hey.
On the side of the road, man. You can't get this shit at Rockets. Or Rocco Mamas.
I won't get a Rocco Mamas. None at all.
Yeah, anyway.
So what other quotes did you find there?
So when I was watching back, those are the two quotes I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
But if I go back, I'll find more. But yeah, I just wanted to say, man, that guy was making sense, man. The grandeur just fucked him up.
Yeah.
It went south after the
grandeur. Actually, it took when Saul was like, yeah, actually, I get you. And then I'm like, huh? What do you mean you got?
I
rewinded. And then I was like, oh, I kind of heard what he meant.
Yes. Yeah. Like when you look through the how he's saying it, what he's saying, you really just you try to send them a simple message, but
that's a Q&A really phase. It was off.
That's when the grandeur was kicking in.
It was gone.
And shout out to John, man. Did you like the John episode?
Oh, Jono! Yeah. Hey, Jono boy! I loved it, eh?
Did you like it, Grossi?
I did.
Yeah.
Like, and how after that whole roadkill thing that has just been trending?
Yeah.
What is he doing about it?
Hey, man. Has it been trending?
Yeah.
Shit, what do they say?
Oh, people are angry out there.
That he said roadkill?
Yeah.
That he said his ex-wife.
He referred to his ex-wife as roadkill.
For real?
Yeah.
I saw in the comments that people are having me for the ice thing. And the thing is, before the interview, I asked them if I can use my hands to give him the ice. It's like, yeah, cool. It's chilled.
Yeah.
So people must chill, man. We survived fucking corona, man. It's just ice.
It's the mother vaccine, you know?
Yeah, plus alcohol.
J&J, cousin. But what I think is so sad is that
alcohol is like a disinfectant. I always think of it this way. You know, you can use your hands to.
True.
But so alcohol is just, it kills the germs.
Hence our sanitizers of alcohol, right?
Exactly.
You were hungry, dog.
Yeah? I haven't had appetite. I've got flu. I've been like,
I have some, my dog. Enjoy, my dog. Enjoy.
So, yeah, man. Anyway. And I think it's so sad that we give black politicians a platform and they come here, Steve, Abopule Mabe, they want to be Bontate.
Steve,
you know what I mean?
Mm.
Who?
Steve Biko.
No.
Steve Biko. I was Steve Biko.
Never mind.
I was Steve Biko. And they're all stiff. But we see videos of Kulema Abe singing Adiwele, drunk. You know what I mean? And then we want to go there, like, yo, take us. Let's talk about, like, when you drink, what do you drink?
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
Be relatable.
Yeah, and the guys are not relatable, and it's so sad that Jono came. It's not sad, but, I mean, that now people are like, oh, wow, he's so relatable, you know? And it almost translates into the party also then may be that relatable as opposed to just traditional and stiff, you know?
Yeah.
But shout out to him for actually using the platform and make himself human.
Yeah, man.
I saw a lot of people saying, wow, they were sold to DNA.
They were sold.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I got a WhatsApp from Clement. Remember we interviewed Clement Mwasa.
Clement.
Yeah, man. He sent a very nice message, man. I want to read it to you guys.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Shut up, man.
It's stuff like this that keeps us going, man. It goes, hey, bro, I hope you're good. Shout out to you and your team. It's crazy how I agreed to the interview just to share my story and inspire. But since the interview, my team is flooded with requests for work. And most deals I get, they do mention that they knew about me and my story from the podcast.
Wow.
I'm mentioning this mainly to thank you for the platform, but for supporting the youth and changing lives. Every event I go to, trust me, at least two or more people tell me about the interview.
Wow.
You've changed the game and are changing a lot of lives out there. So, yeah. Shout out and keep up the great work. And Asol was Kakela now.
Hey, on that Clement.
You know what the danger is?
Now you're a claimant. What's a claimant on the side?
So it's nice when you get messages like that, bro.
It's beautiful, right?
Mm.
I mean, to think this guy.
His story was crazy. Yo.
His story was nuts, dog. The sorcery, what the challenges it just fucking came from.
Mm.
But that's dope, man. Especially from someone who think is like an A-lister is on TV and the fact that just a podcast, you know, would do that for him. That's fucking beautiful, man.
I met another chiller and they said, I'm such a mama's boy. I'm like, fuck out of here. I'm
you
like
are! Nah. You are the big... Nigga. Where were we going?
We were going
to Swaziland.
Back. Yes.
Right?
Going.
Yeah, to Swaziland with a gig. Semotweni is Tengilumpa or Inkuku somewhere. Nangu Mekji ukipa ipapalaga mama. Lomtongo, Lomfino.
Lomfino.
Spinach sakona. If eating like Nigerian food, not ekusi. Like I want ekusi.
Yeah.
Like in the
Nigerian
from a plate. Like yeah. Kinjani.
Okra.
Yeah, okra. Yeah, not okra. His mom made him. Mama, Parktown, I'm not just a centurion. What you went the mom? Say, yo, Mtanami, you're a hammer. Think it's a lumpago. Yo, Mtanami, yo, are you your mama's boy?
Nah, they took that out with a carrier bag.
Yeah,
like,
my mama,
because, no, my mom made it for me.
2 seconds, make his collar. Mom, now he's a stiff. He's a stiff beaker from that stiff pub. Now you're a mama's boy. Even on a podcast, or you sounds like, you know, my mom. Oh man, so my mom.
Nah, fuck out of here.
I'm sure you even work with your mom, right?
Yeah.
You even work with your mom.
Oh yeah, I just hired her the other day. She's doing sales now for the podcast.
Huh? Your mom doing sales?
Yeah.
Huh? She's like a qualified teacher?
Yeah, but she's retired, so she was doing nothing. I'm like, let me put you to work.
Wow, why sales?
There's nothing else. What else can you do, bro?
Catering? She started. I mean, she started already. Hey, she started. At our event, even now, Clay wouldn't catering. We've got guests here, you know? HR, for example.
Yeah.
Oh man,
you should be on the show with your mom. Which I love show? A mama's boy.
Oh, there's a show called that.
There's a show. Yes, I love a mama's boy. Yep, it's coming out very soon.
Yeah, what channel is it on?
On TLC.
Oh yeah, they
so
got
it's gonna
shows.
Start on the 30th of this month.
Wow.
On TLC channel 135.
But don't women have problems with that, like with dating a mama's boy? Because sometimes, let's say, you want to introduce your man maybe to Isanga Sako Yapega, then the mom is going to call you like, no, he likes his pop this way. I know my son. Let me teach her to make that vendor pop. You know what I mean? You're like, I'm Zulu or I'm Sotho. We make it this way. Like, no, he likes it that way. In fact, I'm coming over. Ndanami, what do you like? Don't women, like the woman on that show, don't have a problem with the moms always... Because it's almost like you're fighting for your nigga.
In fact, I think because of the trailer I saw. The trailer I saw with the show that's coming up. So it's like this woman even stay with the mom. The mom stays with them.
Oh.
That's how hectic it is.
You see, I don't do that. Come on, no.
But how many times do you say my mom is at home?
Yes. You even say that time, which you can smoke. Remember, well, I was like, smoke when your mom is around and stuff.
Yes.
So she even comes.
His mother fetched him from when we were coming back from Botswana.
Mom fetched him where?
From the gate. he was fetched by his mother at 3 o'clock a.m. Your mama's boy, chief. Take it.
Hey, man.
But how can I be a mama's boy? I get a misogynistic. I hate women. How's that possible?
Nah, you're a mom's boy.
I think until you just share and be open up about how much your mom is involved in your life, I think that's when people be like, wow, actually, you are a mama's boy.
Yeah. So on this show, the moms are in the house.
Wow. Yes, it looked like that, yeah. And I've actually watched some shows.
Jeez, I want to watch that. What's it called?
I Love a Mama's Boy.
On TLC?
On TLC.
All right.
Yes.
That's crazy. When?
Coming out
soon. Time?
Season 3. 9 o'clock, the 30th of August.
All right, clean.
Jeez,
clean,
gotta check it out.
Anything else you wanna talk about?
Dr. Malinga, guys.
Oh,
Dr. Malinga. Hectic, hey? So his furniture got repossessed, you know, and so there's it's basically I was owing SARS, ne?
Yeah, according to Musa Kaula, he shared a letter to expose that Malinga's furniture will be repossessed by the sheriff, and he also revealed that the sheriff visited his home in early hours of today. So the letter supports his statement revealing Malinga's furniture will be repossessed and will be sold at the auction this coming week.
Yes.
And what is said is that the man who will be losing this furniture is a role model to many young people.
Yeah.
And this kind of actions
Malinga.
Against him cause young people to lose trust on celebrities.
Malinga is a role model?
Malinga.
To who?
Yeah. To the community, Joe. I mean,
have you ever met someone who's like, I want to be like Dr. Malinga when I grow up?
Some people looked at him with his two color suits, you know.
Not like maybe I want to.
Said, I want to look like that.
Not I want to look like that, I want to be him, but he's a nigga. Literally, he started his career at El Rinzo somewhere, at Pretlos, singing. You know those guys that chose you who sing?
Yeah.
Hey, Room Divider is on special, I'm a sofa, I am humble with Christmas. And literally, to dropping albums. He was that nigga, literally. To dropping albums. And
I'm a sofa hands.
I'm a sofa hands by Christmas. I'm a sofa hands by Christmas. When I go watch that one. Because I'm getting so funny. Church, I'm a sofa. I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm now. Hey, come on. He was literally those niggas who worked like outside the furniture store.
Yeah.
So his story is amazing and inspiring. And all Malinga did was just take care of his family. He's like a strong family man, you know? Yeah, yeah. Married, kids. He's not like, we are Moshe, yes, sure. Malinga, you know what I mean? So, which is so sad, man. Yeah. But there's a serious problem with stars and artists, and because Major League, now they owed, well, way back, TKZ had a bill. Remember, even who we spoke to Zwai.
Yeah.
Niggas were owing like millions, you know, to. They even dropped an album just to pay back. I don't know if Casper was also, we heard a thing with Casper, with the text man. And then, and always you make a deal with the text man. But the problem was with music, because it's seasonal. Malinga's, thanks, bro. Malinga's not like hot now. You know what I mean? It's seasonal. So even when you do make that deal, you're like, okay, Taxman will pay 100,000 every month for the next few years, right? But then you need to be hot in the game.
I got a cousin who works at SARS, and they're telling me that there's a whole team now designated on social media. So there's a social media team. The whole job from 9 until 5 is go on social media and see what people are posting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, kid you not. Hey.
Posting?
Posting. Like, what are you posting? The cars, your house and whatever.
Wow.
Then they come for you.
Hey, and these,
that's how they came for my cards.
Yes.
And these piano cats, they all, I mean, Foka was wearing like a 200,000 rand jacket.
They watch you,
remember?
They watch
you.
They're
and
watching.
You find the Balenciaga sneakers are like 40 grand.
Why do you think I wear flops to interviews?
Hey. Hey, namin tanga mapaka pata. Hey, namin tanga mapaka pata.
But oh, so Peduka, season 3 of Podcast and Chill iPhone. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey.
Well, that's why
new classes.
Hey. Oh, sticker. Oh, hey. Yeah, he said he's moving. Hey. Oh. 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 Hey, stain seat or waterfall.
Oh.
Oh. No, it's a bad.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Dog.
Where they come.
But dog, as an artist though, like, I mean, you're a DJ, you're getting bookings.
Yeah.
Do you sit down and be like, okay, I made this much, let's pay SARS monthly? What's the structure though? Because it can be very tricky as an artist.
Oh, I've got an accountant, you know my cousin.
Funo.
Yeah, Rufuno, yeah.
Oh, Funo, yeah, Funo.
Yeah, and that's his headache.
SARS, ne? Yeah, because he always brings SARS up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always like says, oh, SARS reasons. No, SARS reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a couple of people we couldn't pay because they won't SARS registered tax. What did he say?
It's VAT.
VAT, yeah, for VAT, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, yes.
Oh, so we what did you call it?
VAT compliance.
Yeah, hey, we're compliant.
Nine on where? Hey. Imagine, I mean, that means after 2 years we'd have to do interview ourselves. So what happened to SARS?
Take him all the mic.
Hey, not a SARS. Hey, not a SARS.
And we'll be back on an iPad.
Yeah. Hey, SARS will come for you, ne?
Yeah, I know they will come.
But I think it's a bitch move, though, that SARS does not, at the height of anyone's career, they see the money in your account, because SARS sees all the monies in everyone's account, right? Your business account, your personal account. They don't come up to you and be like, yo, you're making 800 or a million rands a month at the height of your career. Don't forget about us. Here's a guy, he can actually advise you, this is how you're going to do this thing. It's almost like a sucker punch. They wait for you to look away. You're not relevant anymore. You're not dropping hits anymore. And then they come like, motherfucker, we're here. You owe us 8 million.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how they make money. If they did that, what you're saying, they wouldn't make money.
No. That's how they lose money, because now they're taking...
Oh, yeah. No. That was factually so fucking stupid. Please take that out, yo.
It's like you didn't go to Hyde Park.
Because now they're
coming along nicely this episode.
Now they're auctioning Malinga's camp chair. You know what I mean? They're auctioning Malinga's camp chair. They're not going to fucking get money from that. They're going to get money from auctioning his couches and his beds where his kids eat.
But you see, when the sheriff comes, they microwave. Take everything. That's the thing.
Anyway, what else you got, man?
Tolesmo.
Oh.
Yeah, Tolesmo.
All the charges. Yeah. So, Shem... He was acquitted, you know, and there's even a statement that he wrote. I'm going to read it up for you guys.
Oh, fuck, for real.
But just tell people who don't know what happened to Tolesmo.
Tolesmo, what's Lerato Moloi? What's the name? Lerato?
Yeah, Lerato Moloi.
So Lerato Moloi accused Tolesmo of rape.
Yep.
It happened a while back, it was going to court, and now he's been acquitted. Always tricky with old rape cases, you know?
But his life is in shambles now.
Oh yeah. It'll follow him for forever. The longest,
for
the longest of time. Yeah, forever. You know what I mean? We know with the former president, he was accused of rape. Mm. Still follows him. Mm. I'm pretty sure there's some people out there who describe him as that. You it's know crazy, when they man. Describe him.
Yeah, once you get that label attached to your name, it's Ichaile.
Yeah,
it sticks with you that, forever, yeah. No matter what happens.
No. It's no,
the girl can come out and say I lied. Still,
nah, still. Mm.
The statement.
Okay, the statement. It goes, on the 16th August 22. I Mongezi, Mr. Mongezi Toles Mo Mahlangu.
Yeah, solo music, I'm a lucky food.
Solo music.
Yeah, the strangest. Yeah.
Okay. Was Sorry. Vindicated and accordingly acquitted of all charges leveled against me by the South African Court of Law. Mm-hmm. I've maintained my innocence despite the false and malicious claims of an alleged rape made by Mrs. Lerato Moloi, Miss Lerato Moloi, which was caused immense damage to me, my family, my children, my professional reputation.
All Leratos are terrible. You must stay away from Lerato.
I know
what
some
do you mean?
Lovely
Lerato.
Leratos!
Yeah, dangerous.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. Hey,
what's WHP's? Double HP's, hun?
Lerato Sengadi.
Hey!
Why? What did she do?
What did she not do?
Yeah. Like, who is it? Lerato Sengadi.
Namanga.
Hey, you're not tired of it.
You just mentioned one Lerato, actually. Not one Lerato.
Kanyako's not. She's a sweetheart.
Exactly.
Not according to Musa.
What did Musa,
Musa
say?
Man. Musa, man.
As you were.
Musa's just jealous, I think. Okay. My professional reputation and subsequently loss of livelihood negatively affected my overall mental health and emotional well-being. So it goes further. My family, after 2 years, my family and I condemn gender-based violence in the strongest form, and we have the utmost sympathy and Beautiful. Empathy with real victims in this regard. However, false and malicious allegations of this nature is a serious issue and can negatively impact people's lives in the long run. Due to Mrs. Malloy's defamatory and false claims, my family has suffered the most. I was forced to make drastic decisions to ensure the safety of my wife and children. From this moment on, I focused on picking up the pieces of my life and career, growing into bigger and better things. Mm. And he did come for the, I think it was Siki Mazwai as well, and Samkelo Ndlovu, just because obviously they had tweeted, Bafagaza, and so it was like, okay, you guys are going to be served, you know.
For me, I feel two ways about it. I'm glad it happened, but also I understand as a man, like the impact that it had, you know, because as a man, you're the last line of defense in any family, right?
Yeah.
So if you fuck, the family's fucked, right? So take that away. I'm glad that it happened because it shows other men out there that, okay, cool, if you are gonna continue to beat up a woman or whatever, these are the consequences.
Yes.
And they're so severe. So hopefully it will trigger men, like before you hit a woman or whatever, you think about, okay, cool, this is what could happen.
This is what could happen, yeah.
But it's sad that it happened to him because it didn't happen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making sense, bro.
You are. Mm. But I'm always like, I really actually want to sit in one day on these old rape cases, because it's... those are difficult cases to prove. Mm. Let's say even if, not in his case, but other cases where it did happen, right? There's no DNA to prove it. If there's no footage to prove, there's no eyewitness. In most cases, that's valid where rape happens. There's no eyewitness, no footage. And 4 years later, there's no DNA. You know what I mean? There's no, like, she can go see a doctor and it can be proven that this happened. You know what I mean? So it's always, it's very fascinating, you know? With old rape cases, like what kind of evidence is being gathered? You know, but I hear what you're saying, and niggas must think twice.
I agree
if they want to do such things.
I agree as well with what you're saying, but I think it's more like it makes people more conscious of if you do something, the person can speak out or probably will definitely speak out in future.
100%.
So I think that's where it says, okay, you may always have to be careful as a man of how you conduct yourself.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's already. But obviously now when it's it is proved and you are acquitted of the charges, isn't that when, instead of you saying that, no, it's already the end for you, isn't it rather What am I saying? Hey. He isn't going back.
You know where the danger is.
You know where the danger is. Yeah, I know. Just say that, you know. It's a rap.
No. Instead of you saying it's a rap, but you've been acquitted, so no one can say anything. If anything, now we believe more.
Well, legally, we have to. Like, yeah.
He's been acquitted.
And then Mnaga, how's the case going? We need to open a case for GBV with Kanye's bullying Mnaga.
Oh, yes. Ah. No. Yes. Eyewitness, yeah.
Eyewitness.
Keep that rabbit as evidence. Evidence.
I called him. Evidence. And he came.
How you bullied him?
How you bullied him?
Zulu, like Shaka Zulu vibe.
Yeah, he's like a Shaka Zulu stature.
How do you bully a Shaka Zulu looking nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just how loving he is. He listens to me.
He's a
gentle giant.
It should be we listen to each other. Yes.
No, we do. I do listen to him. You know? I listen to him when he says Naga. Yes.
Are we opening a case here?
I'm
concerned here. He's my nigga, man.
Are you really calling him?
Yeah, no. Must speak out.
Don't tell him on the. Okay, he knows we recorded. Oh, so fuck.
Must speak out.
Just be like, Ntwana Ukraine. Be like,
Ukraine.
Bana ngibonile Ntwana mophele nyama, ayona kwathi ukuthi wena ingqondo yakho. Iku Netflix, iku TikTok, akho yintwana. Hambani.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Oh wow.
That's called Naga, man. This can't be happening. Not on my watch.
You promised him a trip.
Not on my watch.
You promised him a trip to Brazil. So maybe the only reason he's going to answer is going to think you're taking him to Brazil.
Oh, shit. It's not going through. I'll keep trying.
Thank God.
Hey.
Yes.
The podcast gods are with you. What else you got, Ghost Lady, man?
So there's a story of there was a video that came out. It was Musa Kawula. She had a video of Kamompela's house, mother's house. And obviously, it's just in a bad condition. And then I think people now were going at Kamompela saying that, why is she not taking care of her mom? Oh, did you see that?
God, the guys.
Like,
since the relationship with Mama Kamompela, no Kamompela to begin with. Since the happy. What if there's trauma there? What if she did something? And also, I saw that video, and the caption also says that apparently she has an alcohol problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, like everybody's being the truth. Like, how, we don't know what the relationship. Dude, there's no normal person who won't take care of their mom.
Of course, yes, of course.
Let's be honest. There's no normal person who'll be successful, who'll travel the world, gig in London, make all that money and not take care of umamabo and allow their mom to live in squalor.
Apart from me, fuck my mom, man. Fuck her.
Ah, when?
Yeah, fuck her.
Well,
you're
just saying
iPhone.
You're just saying that right now. You bought your mom an iPhone. Mama kwenza lumphako. You got your mom a job. You know?
What a car.
You bought your mom a car. Come on. This nigga.
I need to clean this mama's boy image. It's not good, man.
You can't clean the mama's
good,
boy.
Man.
It's good.
Nah, it's not a good image, dog.
It's a good mother-son relationship, man.
But anyway,
it just depends how far it is, like how far it goes, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard of people who, you see, when you talk about mama's boys, like to a point, like you're an adult man and you still see your mom naked. Now that's just hectic.
Oh, we sleep together sometimes.
But now, not now.
In the same bed.
Yeah.
But how?
Is there something wrong with that?
You are, man. You share a bed with your mom.
No, I'm kidding.
Like now. Exactly. Not now.
Aye, man.
Hey, but the fact that you believe that, fuck you, niggas. You think I'd do that?
Yeah. Bro, you're a weird nigga, so. Hey, we can't put anything past you, bro.
But you're still sleeping with your mom at like 10, 12?
No. 6 was the last time.
Oh, is
last
it?
Last time, yeah.
Okay, but you see, some people actually go as far as in their teens. They're still sleeping
That's
with
crazy.
Their mom.
Ha! That's crazy.
I know stories like that.
Jeez.
Innocently, you know, just... You
no, no, of course, yeah. Not like...
Yeah, not
I mean,
like...
Come on.
And that's why I mean, said, like, it's to a point where you still see your mom naked. I think as a guy, it's like...
No. Okay, no, but with that, there wouldn't be an issue.
No, dog.
No, like, if... You, Not obviously she will chill, like just chilling, you know. Yeah, they're watching Man United and she's chilling naked. But like, you know, that trip from the shower to the, you know, the bedroom, whoop. Fast, like, oh, that's mom naked. It's not like,
no,
shouldn't be
there's
traumatic.
A towel, man. There's a towel,
yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Let's respect each other,
exactly.
Mm. Ah, she's still your mom, man.
Mm. No, but I think that's a cut off age, like 10,
yeah, man.
For your son, I, you know,
like, what, I'm trying to say is, I was born there, like, oh, my mom, like, yeah, it's your mom, you know, it's
I understand, you, but I think it's
no, you won't think of anything else, but oh, it's my mom
checker?
Naked,
yeah.
Oh, fact checker,
yes,
yeah, I think I understand. So, what happens if she's sick, like really sick, and you're the only person to take care of her?
Nah, that's different.
Yes,
that's not a mother. That's a sick person.
No, but it's still your mother.
Oh, mama.
Yeah, it's still your mother.
When she's not sick, then what is she? It's still your mom, dog. Like, I get. Yes, you get it. Like,
yeah,
if I walk
understand.
In and,
yeah,
you know, okay, yeah. Okay. Let's say my mom like is
or
alive.
Maybe,
I walk
maybe
in.
Maybe she's from the shower, and then you come in, and then maybe it drops.
Hey, oh,
it's
okay. Of course I'm gonna
yeah,
go.
It's, I mean, like you're gonna go like, ooh.
Of course I'm gonna go. Yeah, gonna I'm go not like, trying to see that.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to
my
see
son
that.
Is
but
seven,
it's like whatever.
And I think when was it? I think sometime the, like a week ago. I don't know when. I called. I asked him because I saw that the tissue was finished. I was in the toilet, and literally when he came to give me the tissue, his eyes were closed. He was like, "Mommy." I'm like, "You see, that's good." You
don't respect. I'm not sure. Of course, I'm not saying you must go like. I'm bad, man. No, of course, that's respect. You know, anyone.
But even exactly, so. It's like wrong he understands the concept. I must knock and I'm like, I'm getting dressed. He goes, okay. You know?
Cool.
Or if he's giving me, let's say my phone, I'm saying I'm getting dressed. He closes his eyes as he's giving me my phone.
And lastly, on a sad note, man, before we wrap it up, man. Aww. So me and Jason were busy planning my birthday party, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, bro, I want to have TKZ on, man. And he's like, all right, cool, make it happen. So when I heard that my guest passed away, man. I was so distraught, dog.
Yeah, bro, that was sad, man.
How did you find out?
Because
you were the one the first to post,
you shared
yeah?
it on the group.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah, I shared it on the group, didn't I? Yeah, I was the first
I found
one.
Out from Seoul.
You guys found out from me, right? Wow, cool. Yeah. I can't remember,
you
but
broke
it was
the
somewhere.
News.
For real? Well, I just saw it on social media.
And he's the last one we didn't interview and wanted to interview.
Yes, we wanted to complete the trio because we've done Cabello. We did Zwai, wanted to do now the T in TKZ, right? Yeah, man, I found out on social media. I can't remember whose tweet particularly, but then when I searched, I was like, oh, shit, it's true. Mm. And then I remember the first thing I did was I called Tabang from the Dojo podcast. Remember when we went to Soweto, we recorded an episode with Tabang. Mm. Tabang is a huge Magesh fan.
Yes, yes, I remember, yeah.
His kids are named... after Tukolo, but it's Tukolo. Hey, I asked him the name of the kids, right?
But I get you, those vibes.
But yeah, he loves him so much that he even named his kids after him. Mm. You know what I mean? So I called him to like, yo, have you heard? Are you cool? He was like, yeah, you know. Mm. And yeah, I mean, because the guy, I mean, he changed the face of you know, of Kwaito and the lyricism within Kwaito. Mm. Till today, I mean, so many people know verses of that guy. You know, like, he was just doing crazy things. And it's I wish we would have given him his flowers. But yeah, man, you know. But his story is well documented. His success, his influence on the game.
Have you heard number one Tsotsi? Number one Tsotsi. Number one Tsotsi.
And the sad thing is everybody on that song is gone
now.
There's no more.
Mm. Right? But the song lives forever.
TK, yeah.
And the song lives forever, bro. Mm. That's the beauty. His work shall live forever, man. But yeah, it's crazy, bro. Hey.
Let me do these announcements.
What was it? It was a seizure.
Yeah,
right?
an epileptic.
Epileptic seizure. Oh, shame, man.
Zola is one of those. Yes.
Yeah, Zola. I'm a seizure, some attacks sometimes, yeah.
He mentioned it in the episode, yeah.
That's why he said he doesn't drive. It happened one time.
Yes,
he
was driving.
I remember.
Yeah.
Gosh,
and
yeah.
Then he got him to an accident or something, so he never...
It's crazy, man. Anything else you want to talk about before I do announcements?
Hey, Big Zulu.
Oh, yes, Big Zulu! Woke up the fucking game! Yeah. Shout out to Big Zulu, man.
Shout out to him. He dropped this song called 150 Bars.
Has anyone heard it yet? Put your hands up if you've heard it. Oh, these are doctors, man. Our guests are doctors. They don't have time to be listening to Big Zulu.
We've got amazing, incredible women. Doctors.
I've seen the tweet.
Oh, you've seen the tweet. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they saw the tweet.
To the song, though. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, man.
They got
insane.
Busy saving lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Big Zulu, but I think the biggest casualty is what's his name? MT.
Oh, yeah.
You almost feel like Big Zulu came up with that line and just did the whole song. Just
I didn't get that line, bro.
What was the line?
Oh,
what did he say?
He said, Mercedes Mqaleni, but I'm a Karacha MT.
Yes, what does that mean?
It means,
oh, your tattoo.
Mercedes on the neck, but your garages are empty. And our MT is MT.
Yes. Oh, that's dope.
That's dope, right?
That's dope. I like the ambitious one.
Oh, yeah, I'm ambitious and hungry. I'm an artist. Did you see MT's response? MT did a live. I don't think we can play it. It's so fun. It's like, no, the timer leads in. That's what we're doing, the timer. And it sounds high, you know, like, not he's smoking a joint. The timer, I'm a Brentwood, in Alberta, in my taxi, and it's foot, the timer. And like, if my responders are shy. Hey, MT. Hashem. Umgenile even went in on Duncan because he said, like, he didn't say the name, but he said there was an artist he once asked for a feature. And he said, good to know. And now he's saying that guy has not had a hit since Tiki Tiki.
Yeah.
I was like, Duncan, shame. Duncan, even him catching strays.
Who got strays? Nasty C as well?
Nasty
Casper, C. Obviously.
Casper, obviously. Because it's. Because the whole song, he puts it out as if it's, the idea was, because Casper said he's bringing hip-hop back.
Of course.
He dropped a song. Yeah. So Big Zulu is like, how can you bring hip-hop back to life when, you know, your career is dead also, kind of thing, you know? But I don't get it.
Yeah,
like,
that was weird.
Yeah,
at the end.
He apologized, like, sorry about fair to Casper. Ntandum 7's Hwake, Ntanda.
Come on.
Luma, print the police, Luma, more Luma. Because now it weakens the bite.
It does.
It's like, the pros, like, it's, what kind of move is that now? How you gonna, who apologize on a hip hop diss track?
Imagine.
I mean, the beat is hard, the lyrics are hard, then you're like, apologize.
Imagine Tupac's like, yo, I'm sorry, Biggie.
Yeah, after hit him up.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be hit him up. I'm sorry, Biggie, man. Yo, Biggie, yo. Yo, fam, I'm going to come help you lift your stomach, man. You know, when you need a pee next time. I love you, friend. I miss playing with the nipples. I love you, Biggie. You know what I mean? Like, after I hit him up. Like, you don't diss and then apologize. I was like,
it was hard until I heard that part.
Yeah,
then I was like,
it was hard until then. And that's the reason why a lot of guys won't respond. Because now KO tweeted, he's like, it's clout. I see. You test feeling, meaning like we're dead from laughter. You know, because now you apologize. Like, then it's like, dude, it's like on Kendrick, on Control. Remember Kendrick when he said, Drake, anyone, all of them, and their fans, I'm bad and everybody. Can't come out and then apologize or say, I'm kidding. Because then he says his song with Pato Rankin and Nasty C is coming up. I'm like,
he's pushing the song.
I'm like, respect us, man. He's pushing the song, right? So it weakened the blow, but it was funny, you know, for like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
but you must hit with your chest.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, say it with your chest, right? I mean, what kind of ngabi, you know, do put your police afoot to right?
Hey,
you know, like, who does that? What kind of ngabi? It's ngabi, right? Like, what kind of ngabi does that? Ngabi shooting. I love Big Zulu big time, but it's like strange. It's like, that's not hip hop.
Yeah.
That's
listen, man,
this.
Our guests are here, but I'm thinking because we're already in an hour, 10 minutes, we should give them just a special show for them too. Let's upload their show tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Tuesday.
So,
yeah,
we're going to record it now and then upload it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because there's so much you got to talk about that I don't want to fit everything in 30 minutes because we've got two guests.
No. It's two guests.
Yeah.
Let's give them the
So, if you're watching this, make sure you tune in tomorrow, Tuesday, 3 p.m. We'll upload the episode with our
incredible woman.
Yes.
Game changing.
Yeah, we'll call
history.
It a Women's Month special, yeah? Yeah.
That's why we
So, we give you your time, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, man.
All right, easy.
But cool. I'm misogynistic, by the way.
And he hates women.
And I hate women, by the way.
And you're a mama's boy.
Yeah, apparently.
All right, cool. Are you ready for this announcement?
Oh, yeah.
Podcast and Chill is officially the media partner to Back to the City.
Back to the City.
Yes. We're now officially the media partner. It's happening on the 1st of October, 2022, from 12 p.m. until late. There's three stages. It's happening at Mary Fitzgerald Square, Newtown. There's going to be skaters, basketballers, b-boys, rappers. Tickets are going for $300 to the end of the month and $350 from September. Hip-hop is back. So it's basically like, wow, what's that Ricky one?
Cotton Fest.
But for older people. Yeah.
Okay.
Even, yeah.
Makes sense.
It's actually for real hip hop heads, also. Real. Because, I mean, I remember I used to struggle getting tickets for the first Back to the City, and it's always been there. Because it was there, because Osmic, the founder of Back to the City, used to have ritual stores.
Okay.
Right there under the bridge by the Fitzgerald Square. Mm. And then it became a thing, and it wasn't this big, but now it's like the biggest festival in Africa, also.
Is it?
Yeah, Back to the City.
Yeah, but it's been running like 10 years, 9 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it sees like thousands and thousands.
And it's black owned, which is amazing, man.
It's black owned, bro. I love it because those are the same guys with the hip hop museum in Newtown. You know what I mean? So they give a platform to real like hip hop because I know, is it EMPD? What is it? What's that hip hop group name? Nell's out here. He would know it. Yeah. Pharoah Monchi, I think, has come before. They always have like a crazy international hip-hop act as well. So I like how they still shout out to, like, you know, the real hip-hop, and they still embrace the commercialized money aspect of hip-hop.
So if you like the... that's the hip-hop.
Get it? Yeah, they're like, get it. You hear the point, like, get it. Like, yeah, they're also there. I think hence the three stages. So there's like...
I heard you did a get it on Kaya this week. No one got it.
And it was a cool one, eh?
Hey, bro!
Are you sure? What was it? What was it?
Mbali, Black Coffee's...
What did I say?
Tumiban.
Oh, Tumiban, yeah. Yeah, because the kid asking a question, he's getting a Tumiban, you know, because that, remember the electricity situation. So I was like, oh, fuck it, get it. I'm like, Kasan Kodi, why must I get it? You know? But like, Tumiban.
Wait.
Oh, the coffee one, they got it.
The tea and the coffee one.
Oh, the tea, oh, the obvious.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, I asked her if she prefers tea or coffee.
Yeah.
She chose tea.
She chose tea. Obvious.
She has to stay away from coffee.
Yeah. Hey! Yeah, man, it was so cool chilling with her. She's so chilled, though.
Yeah, man.
She's so chilled.
Anyway. No, you know what I'm thinking about? You know what I'm thinking about? Because, like, I was speaking to a dude, our producer. Because I remember when we were getting canceled, I told her to make a list of names of people that don't want to come. So that one day when we're big, we can tell them, fuck off.
Yeah.
One must remember.
Yeah.
So now one of the artists on that list came last week asking for an interview.
Oh. Ask Kale.
Ask food.
Who?
No, I won't tell you.
Who? Give us a clue.
No, I won't tell you.
Okay, whisper. I'll give a good clue.
No, it's fine.
Ah, come on.
But I thought that was dope.
Hey.
Is Mbali also on the list?
Yeah, Mbali's on the list. The list is big.
Yeah.
It's a long list.
That's a long list.
Okay, can we mention the list?
Yeah, I don't have it with me, but I know.
Off the top.
Mbali's there.
Okay. Yeah.
It's literally everyone that you're getting on Kaya right now.
Actually,
yes. Whoa. Everyone. Who did you last have? I'll tell you if they're on the list or not. Mihlali on the list, yes.
Pamela. Okay, Mihlali on the list.
Yes.
Pamela Mtang.
Yeah. Who's that?
Oh, I a circle, you know, influencers and social media people, good looking people. Yeah.
Mbali's on the list.
Mbali. Okay, David Gao can't be on the list.
Nah, he's
a comedian.
The list.
He's chilled. Mm. We had I can't be Connie Ferguson. She's a chiller.
She is, but she won't come.
I think she'll come.
Okay, we'll see, but she won't come. We'll reach out to her team, but she won't come.
Let's reach out to her team.
Okay, cool.
Come on, man. Who? Abdul Khoza?
Who's that?
SK Khoza's younger brother.
Ah, no, he'll come.
He'll come? Mm. Okay, cool.
But most of the people that you guys have are the ones that won't come here. That's all I was...
For real? Yeah, I mean, you know, like, how the industry feels about, you know, yeah, us. You know, yeah. So
no,
it's like...
I've got a list. Yeah, we should print it out and put it here.
Nah?
Yeah, put it here.
Who's woman?
Amanda Black is there.
I never got the Amanda Black.
Busiswa as well.
Busiswa, Kanyim Kanyisa.
Oh, Busiswa hates us. Like.
Pearl Muriadi.
Yeah.
It's mostly females, actually.
Yeah, there's one actor
it's,
I know.
It's all the females
come.
That are supporting this Me Too bullshit.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not bullshit.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
The movement.
Yeah.
Standing up. Fighting. You can't tell it, but go, you're a woman. You're disappointing us. You're not standing up. Finally. This is not bullshit. That was cute.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's most of those people.
Wow, man. Yeah, bro, that's strange. Amanda Black is the strangest because we never did anything to her.
Zero.
And we've, like, you know, and she's always spoken up, like, against maybe like vaccinations.
No, but the thing is, bro, I get it, this
injustices. She does speak up against vaccination and COVID and stuff.
The Me Too movement is a clique. So if you come on this platform, you're betraying that clique. You're betraying Amanda. You're betraying Mini Dlamini. You're no longer cool.
For real?
Yeah.
But look what Clement sent us. He's cooler now that he was on the podcast.
Yeah, but he's a nigger. I'm saying...
Celestine Dooley, I mean...
She's not part of that circle.
Oh,
come
she's
on
definitely
now.
Not part of that
no,
circle.
No, come on words. Now. Come on now.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Come on, you smart guy. Come on now.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I get it, I get yeah. it. Who's the artist, flowers. Man?
Huh?
Who's the artist?
I'll tell you a fair. But anyway, here's the announcement. This is the lineup for Back to the City.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. They've got three stages. There's so many names. I'll just mention the names that I think people are interested in. They've got 25K, A-Reese, Big Zulu, Blackie, Costa Titch, MT, Nadia Nakai, Ntate Stana, Youngster CPT, Zwake and Duncan, Mapa Puti, Alaska, and many, 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 many more. That's going to be crazy, right?
You mentioned everyone, though, yeah.
Yeah, there's other names, bro. There's like 100 names.
So you filtered them out already.
Yeah, and there's DJs as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be bananas. It's going to be crazy.
Even 25K got astray there on thingy. On,
did he? Oh, yes. Zulu. Oh, yeah, Big Zulu.
Big Zulu say gig is 100K. Fuck 25K. Like, oh, Big Zulu.
Ghost Lady, how's your ladies' brunch going on?
Ladies' brunch is happening on this Saturday, the 27th August. Mm-hmm. At people must just get their tickets. We are just only struggling with just getting sponsorship.
A sponsor. In Women's Month.
Yes.
What about
struggling?
The insurance first for women?
No.
No, man.
They've not come through.
You can't be struggling for a sponsor for ladies' events during Women's Month.
Yay.
Right.
That's what shocked me.
That's unheard of.
I'm like, how?
So many women on brands. And
yes, we've got the goodie bag with the items. Like
venue?
Listen, man.
The venue, no, the venue is perfect. So the venue, it's at Cusino in Melrose Arch.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So just right. People
listen,
might just get their tickets.
If you're a chiller, you want to sponsor the ladies' podcast brunch, what email can they email?
On the table. At thisismcg.com.
Yeah, email on the table at thisismcg.com. No, we're going to get you a sponsor, man.
You're going to give me a sponsor?
Approach Ira Paisinke. I think it would be a great sponsor.
Yeah, why not?
She's been on the podcast. She's a friend of the podcast, friend of the podcast network.
I need to check with Yondela because Yondela did say she's going to approach Ira, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
She did,
see, Ira is a beautiful marriage.
All right, cool.
Like, yeah,
she did.
What
she
else?
Did.
What else I gotta say, man? Oh yes, if you want the podcast intro as your caller tune on Vodacom, make sure you dial *117*987*80#. That's *117*987*80#. Make sure you get the Chillers Market. Black bottles almost sold out.
Dope.
We're shipping them out this week. I know a lot of pre-orders have come through, and people are waiting for the bottles. So we're going to ship them out this week.
Dope.
Shout out to our patrons, man. Shout out to our members, all our new patrons, all our new members. Really appreciate it. In closing, Penduka, what you want to say, my dog?
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
So yeah, we're going to chat to the ladies, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Right now, but it's going to come out tomorrow at 3 p.m., yeah?
Yeah.
All right, we are here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismcg.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.